Blog Talk Radio.
This is the day, this is the day that the Lord has made, that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it, and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts with praise. I will say this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice for he has made me glad. He has made me glad. He has made me glad. I will rejoice for he has made me glad. He has made me glad. He has made me glad. I will rejoice for he has made me glad. This is the day, this is the day that the Lord has made, that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it, and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day, this is the day that the Lord has made. Praise the Lord, everybody. Blessed be the name of the Lord. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice, I will rejoice, and be glad in it. There is none like him, for he is the great and mighty God, our Savior, our Deliverer, our healer, our burden bearer, our strong tower. Praise the Lord. Everything that we need is found in Jesus Christ. We bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. Hallelujah. Glory be unto the Lord. Thank God for renewed mercies every morning. Hallelujah. There is none like him and never will be. Hallelujah, as we exalt his name and give him glory, give him praise and honor, for he is worthy of the praise, worthy of the glory, worthy of the honor. We bless the Lord and welcome you to the Blog Talk Radio Divine Connection. Hallelujah, connecting spiritually, naturally, hallelujah, to pray and seek the face of the Lord, to hear his word, breaking the bread of life. And this is the day, glory to God, that we will be hearing from our speakers tonight, none other than, glory to God, Evangelist Brenda Jenkins, and none other than our Evangelist Mother Alexander. Praise the Lord. Vessels that God has ordained for such a time as this to bring forth the word. We bless him and glorify him because he is truly worthy of the praise. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. The speakers are on, and also I'll get Sister Evangelist Willett, so we definitely want to wait for some other hearers to hear what the word of God is saying tonight. So we are blessed the Lord and prepare ourselves, glory to God, for the word. But we want to make sure more than three or four of us on the line to hear. So we bless God. We'll read our scripture reading. And from the scripture reading, we'll give a couple more minutes or a praise song or exaltation, and then, well, we have one more on, and then we are going to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say to the church from the vessels that God has ordained to bring forth the word tonight. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Well, our scripture reading will be coming out of Isaiah, the 8th chapter and the 9th verse, and it says, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are in your words, your ways, my ways, says the Lord. For as high as heaven is from the earth, so are my ways and higher than your ways and my thoughts. In the name of Jesus, we bless God. Hallelujah. For the reading of the scripture. Praise the Lord. Amen. And we will get one more praise song. And for whoever's on, we'll go ahead and start tonight with our introduction. Bless the Lord and give God praise. For we shall be blessed by what God is getting ready to bring forth in the name of Jesus. Because we know God has, these are women that will study and seek the face of the Lord to bring the word to two of our prayer warriors that have been with going into the ninth year with the Divine Connection prayer line, and they will pray and seek the face of God, hallelujah, before they speak, and hallelujah, and blessed with testimonies to go with it. We know, glory to God, with their lives, not necessarily mean that they have to have a testimony tonight, but I'm just saying how powerful God's blessing, because they've been able to stand and wait on the Lord and see the manifestation of God's power in their lives. So I'm in anticipation of expectancy to hear what the Lord has to say to these through these vessels. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. My God reigns. My God reigns. My God reigns. Thank you, Jesus, my God reigns, my God reigns, my God reigns, hallelujah, my God reigns, my God reigns, my God reigns, thank you, Jesus. My God reigns, my God reigns, my God reigns, praise the Lord, my God reigns. See, write him in your life. My God reigns, my God reigns, praise the Lord, bless the Lord. As we prepare now, glory to God for the word. We're going to go ahead and give God praise and glory and honor because truly he is worthy of the praise. Thank you, Lord. Father, as we come in your presence tonight, we come with the spirit of thanksgiving and the attitude of gratitude, glorifying and magnifying your name. Thank you for this hour, this time that you have blessed us to come together to hear the breaking of bread of life. In the name of Jesus, to receive what you have for us. We thank you that you give us ears to hear, hallelujah, and a heart to receive. In the name of Jesus. And our mind to be obedient to that you've called us to do. In the name of Jesus. God, forgive us for every offense against your word. We stand over to God, awe in awe, and stand in anticipation, stand with a mindset, glory to God, to open ourselves up to hear, and glory to God, be in a place to do what the will of the Lord is requesting of us, and God, not to be in denial or justifying. We pray for these speakers, God, for Mother Alexander, for Evangelist Brenda. We thank you for both of these evangelists. We thank you for the anointing for the younger in the gospel and also for the season in the gospel. In the name of Jesus, but your word stands the same. Hallelujah. Whoever brings it, even if it's through a child, we bless you. Give us an opportunity. Hallelujah. I mean, it gives us opportunity to make sure our lives are lining up with your word. And not only that, but to give you praise and glory and to walk in forgiveness and to also give forgiveness and also be in a place where we can use these giftings, hallelujah, and the calling that you have placed on our lives to carry out the assignment that you've given us on this journey in this earth realm in the name of Jesus. So we bless you tonight and we glorify you and thank you so much for being so good to us, because without you, we can do nothing, but through you, Lord, we can do all things. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You are worthy of the praise, worthy of the glory, worthy of the honor. So, God, we pray, God, for those that are coming on, that they have an ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say. And all, God, and all of us will be in a place, no matter what, with anticipation of expectancy for greater things yet to come. As we find ourselves walking in faith, hallelujah, and trusting you when we can't trace you, and know, glory to God, the key to not only that is having faith. In the name of Jesus, we bless you tonight. We pray for those that may be hurting in their bodies or going through, in their minds or going through, in their families or going through in the their jobs or whatever the situation. God, we are praying that we keep looking up to the hills which come as our help. We pray that we pray one for another, bear one another burdens, and in the midst of it all, hallelujah, that we'll stand without a shadow of a doubt that, God, you got a way to work in it for the good, and you are our healer and our deliverer. Ah, glory to God, you did everything already at Calvary, but it's that thief, as you said in John 10:10, came to steal, kill, and destroy, but you came to give us life and life more abundantly. We got to hold fast to faith on that and know that you also said in Peter that he comes, glory to God, seeking whom he may devour, that he may devour. But, God, we got to be in a place of stability that we can be alert, glory to God, and being steadfast in the faith and be in a place to know, glory to God, that what God says it will come to pass, and what he says is settled, and we got to be to a place that we just believe that it is so in the name of Jesus. God, there is nothing, glory to God, nothing, glory to God. Hallelujah, and pluck us, no one, you said, out of your hand. We can walk out, but we got to be to a place nevertheless. Where else shall we go? Who else, glory, can we look to? You are, glory to God, the one for eternal life, and you are the healer and the deliverer. So we just bless you tonight. And as the word comes forth, glory to God, we are praying, glory to God, that it will penetrate our spirit man, glory to God, and find us, glory to God, where that word will burn off everything that's not like you, but it also, glory, will burn in us to desire more and more and more of you. Let that fire burn, hallelujah. Glory to God, in the name of Jesus, we bless you today, and we thank you so much. And as we prepare ourselves now for the word of God to come forth, we ask you, Lord God, to bless your servants, God. Touch them, strengthen them, encourage them, cover them under the blood. Let no hurt, harm, or danger come to them, family members, or even for us and our church family. We are thanking you, Lord. You're so wonderful. In the name of Jesus, those that don't know you in the partner sins, we pray that you touch their hearts, and God, as the word come forth, hallelujah, whether it been on the television or whether they was through the internet, whether it was one-on-one or where, glory to God, they just overheard somebody's talking. Let it penetrate those seeds, drop, glory to God, because one plant, one water, and you bring the increase. And we are praying for more to give their lives to the Lord, from our younger, from our children on up to, glory to God, adults, and even for them seasoned ones that may have been living for 70 and 80 and 90 years and never gave their life to the Lord, that the word will penetrate them so that it'll make a change and transform them, hallelujah, into the image of Christ. We bless you tonight, and we are thanking you for that, that our ears are prepared to hear. In the name of Jesus, bless the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. You are so wonderful. Amen. Our first speaker tonight, glory to God, hallelujah, as we said earlier, for those that are just coming on, our speaker tonight will be Evangelist Brenda Jenkins and also Evangelist Mother Alexander. Praise God. Prayer warriors on this Divine Connection prayer line and powerful women of God that God's blessed in their own right, in their own season, in the name of Jesus. And we're having Evangelist Brenda will be coming out of Columbia, South Carolina, off of New Hope, Glory to God Deliverance Center, which her pastor is Apostle Mary Burton. Praise the Lord. Thank God for this woman of God that I've known for about 28 years, and Mother Alexander probably about 30, 31 years. And God bless. We've seen growth and anointing and healings and deliverance and miracles took place in all both of their lives. So we just thank the Lord. And God, we thank God for so many that God has blessed in this woman's life, too, with testimonies. Glory to God. And thank God that she has a hunger for the word. And when she does study and seek the face of the Lord, God bless, even with the testimonies that are in her life, God has been using her greatly. We thank God for her. And she works closely with her pastor. That's one thing she does love. Her pastor stands, glory to God, hallelujah, and the ministry with New Hope, hallelujah, as a minister there and a teacher. Praise the Lord. Amen. And at this time, we're going to have none other than Evangelist Brenda Jenkins. And she will give you her title. Let each one of them give you under faith that what the topic God gave for them to bring forth tonight. And it's powerful because both of them walk in some of the work we're going to intertwine, but both of them walk in the anointing of faith. Amen. Praise God. At this time, receive none other than Evangelist Brenda Jenkins.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Giving honor to God, Pastor Hubbard, and everyone in their prospective place. Father God, I give you the honor and I give you the praise for this opportunity to get before you tonight, Father God. And Father God, I ask you right now to let your word fall on good soil, Father God. And Father God, open the ears of the hearers and let them hear the word and also be, Father God, a partaker of the word. In Jesus' name I pray, amen, amen. And my topic tonight is faith tried by fire. And I look up the definition of faith, and they're coming from Hebrews 11:1, when it says, now faith is the assurance of things hoped for and the conviction of things not seen. And I look up the definition of tried, and it says, found good, faithful, or trustworthy through experience or testing. And the word, I look up definition for fire, and fire is a powerful symbol in the Bible representing God's presence, power, cleansing, and righteousness. So in this walk for Christ, our faith has to be tried by the fire. And what I got out of it to say is, hence, he has the ability to purify silver or gold. So in other words, when they put the silver or gold through the fiery furnace and to purify it, then it brings the impurity on the top, and that's called dross, where it can be skimped off and removed. So there's a similarity to what it takes intense heat from the fiery trial to purify our heart. When things get heat up, it reveals what's really in our heart, good or bad. Some people will come out of the fire better purified because they allow the trial of life to remove the impurity or the attitudes and thoughts in their life. Others come out the same or worse. But here, this is what I really like. God will use our trials to purify us, but we got to submit. We got to submit to the process. And then when we do submit to the process, we got to repent of pride, fear, unforgiveness, rejection, bitterness, all that. We have to forgive. And then God used those trials that we went through to purify our heart and our faith so that we could, so he can strengthen our character. And I want to give y'all an example how God had to purify my heart and unforgiveness. For many years, I was walking around with unforgiveness. And I had that unforgiveness toward my mother because of what happened to me in my early years when I got raped by my stepbrother. So I had a lot of unforgiveness for her. But when I did accept Christ in my life, God told me I had to forgive her. In order for him to forgive me, I got to forgive her. So when I forgive my mother, I thank God for teaching me how to walk, and then I have to forgive myself. A lot of times we walk around with so many bitter, anger, and unforgiveness, and then you have that unforgiveness for yourself, then you start walking around with low self-esteem. But God has to take that, but he has to purify my heart. He has to cleanse my heart. And once he cleanses your heart, hallelujah, you can walk in the spirit of forgiveness instead of the spirit of unforgiveness. And then you can walk in the spirit of love because God is a God of love. So in other words, you have to go through that fiery, all these trials, you have to go through that fiery furnace so God can burn out all those gods we hold on to. He has to burn it out and purify us and mold us into his character. And then I like the part where it says the fire reveals what we are made of and allow us to be purified of things that will hinder us. But we got to allow God to do it. And God is not a God that he's going to push on us. We got to be a willing vessel and then be sincere. And that's when he'll clean us and purify us and take all those fires, all those trash. I call them trash. Call them trash. Because it says the fire can strengthen steel. So the steel is our faith. And then it can say, or it can consume trash. So trash is all that garbage that God is going to consume out of us. And then we will be walking in the character of him. And then it also says when we allow the fiery trials to help us mature in a greater Christ-like character, we come forth as pure gold, fitted for the master use. So in other words, when it says fitted for the master use, that is coming from 2 Timothy 2 and 19 through 21, when it says, nevertheless, the solid foundation of God stands, having this seal. The Lord knows those who are his, and let everyone whose name the name of Christ depart from iniquity. But in a great house there are not only vessels of gold and silver, but also of wood and clay, some of honor, some for dishonor. Therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from the latter, he will be a vessel for honor, sanctified and useful for the master, prepared for every good work. So in other words, God, when he was saying God to stand like a foundation stone, so God is our foundation. And then it's saying that, you know, like, I'll give an illustration. Like, if we in a wealth, like somebody in a wealthy home, and then they have some, they utensils are made of gold and silver, and some are made of wood and clay, right? So the expensive utensils are used for special occasions, and the cheap ones are for everyday use. So in other words, it was saying, to us, if you keep yourself pure, you will be a special utensil for honorable use. Your life will be clean, and you will be ready for the master to use you for every good work. And then I think about the Hebrew boys, the three Hebrew boys, how they stand their faith, even though they were put in the in the furnace, but they, just like they told Nebuchadnezzar, even when you throw us in here, if God do not save us, we still is not going to bow down to your veil. So they stand on the faith of God, even if God didn't save them, they still had trust and faith in God. And then I look at Job when his wife tells him to curse God. He didn't curse God even though he was going through his affliction in his body, but he still trusted God. He didn't give up. He still had faith. He knew God was going to bring him out. So that's why God wants us to get to that place. We need to have faith and trust in God even in our fiery, even in our trial, fiery and fire. Look at Jesus. Jesus wanted to give up, but he didn't. He told his father, if it's not his will, but it's his father's will. He asked his father to take that cup away from him if it's his will. But he still had faith. He came to do the work that his father gave him. So all of them are his example of God, even in all that. God is still with us. He said in his word, he'll never leave us nor forsake us. Only thing he wants us to do is to stand and trust him, even in the fire, even when we mean tried by the fire. The fire is going to make us strong. The fire is going to mold us and bring out all those unimpurities and have us pure as silver and gold. And we'll be illuminated light for God instead of being walking around in darkness and letting the enemy use us. That is what God has given me. I hope this is enough that will enlighten y'all and faith tried by fire. But I want to give y'all a couple illustration of what gives us strength when our faith is tested by fire. One is relationship with God. The foundation of a Christian strength during trial is their relationship with God. Prayer, worship, and seeking God's presence provide solid guiding and connection during difficult times. Knowing that God is a loving and caring Father who walks alone assure us that we are not alone in our struggle. And the second one is scripture and promises. The Bible is a wellspring of comfort and strength for Christians facing challenge. The promise, wisdom, and story of faith as Christian reminds the believer of God's faithfulness throughout history. Meditating on the verses that offer hope, encouragement, and guidance can uplift spirit and provide a sense of purpose during trial. The third is community and support. The fellowship of fellow believers provide a strong, this is the key in sharing struggle, praying together, and receiving encouragement from others who understand the journey, your Christian journey, and can be deeply encouraged. Now, when you go to the people and you pray together, you go to people who can encourage you, someone you know who can understand, someone who is more mature in the word. Just don't go to anybody and they say, pray for me, and then they don't really understand what you're going through. And the next one is your past testimony and experience. Reflect on past experience where God has brought deliverance, healing, or breakthrough. Serve as a reminder of his faithfulness. And last of all, Jesus' example. Christ's own life served as a model for enduring trial with faith. He faced suffering and adversity, demonstrating unwavering trust in God's plan. Knowing that Jesus understands their trouble and walk with them gives believers the strength to follow his example and preserve. And God has placed every spirit of Jesus within our hearts. So I want to encourage each and every one to trust God and stand on the word of God, because God said he had never leave you nor forsake you. And then you have to, that assurance to know. Jesus went through trials and he had all these fiery dots. So if Jesus went through it, we're not exempt from it. But then that just encouraged enough, but he trusted his Father because he came to do his Father's will. So we want to do the will that God has for us to do. So in other words, what Peter was trying to tell us, and 1 Peter 1:9, it says, when trial may bring temporary suffering and grief, believers to rejoice and be challenged. Because he says the trial leads to the outcome of your faith, salvation of your soul. And this brings hope that even during difficulty, our faith produces a greater spiritual outcome that far outweighs the temporary discomfort. So I pray that this word was encouraging to each and every one.
Yes, ma'am, sweet and short but powerful. Anointing, my God, bless the Lord. Praise God and amen. Praise the Lord. We'll get accolades and remarks later, but we got to keep the anointing flowing and getting ready. Glory to God for this other anointed young lady. Hallelujah, Mother Mother Elise, she was on my mind. Mother Alexander, dear sweetheart in the Lord, praise God, powerful woman that's anointed of God as well. Hallelujah. By way of Panama to the United States, but we thank God for the anointing in her life and go over to God. She will seek the Lord and she will speak boldly. And thank God, glory to God, that she's a woman that loves God and loves God's people and all about trying to get them to focus on living a life of holiness and righteousness as well, come out of darkness. But we thank God, glory to God for her. Nonetheless, we're going to let her go ahead and flow with the anointing and let God use her in his own way too as well. Praise you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. I give honor and praise to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Thank the Lord for being the Lord of our life, baby, knowing that without him you have nothing. My topic is faith that can be tested, can be trusted. That means, baby, if you got that faith, then nothing can move you from what you want to get done. Stand on God's word, regardless what the situation is. Is that your faith in God is going to bring that thing to you. We're going to remember, you know, we have some of the old patriarch that I'm going to talk about, two of them. One is Ezekiah. His faith was tested. Ezekiah knew, and you can find that, 2 Chronicles 32, chapter 32. You can look through it, read through it, and you'll find the man Ezekiah. Now, Ezekiah knew that they knew that he served his God. He didn't serve the false God that the Syrian serves. He served the living God, the God that we serve today, the same God back there. And the word of God tell you that the God is today, tomorrow, and forevermore, baby. He don't change. There's no changing in him. Believe him. Stand on his word. And no matter what goes on, God is still the same God that hear cry. For Ezekiah know that the king of Syria was coming against him. And Ezekiah, what did Ezekiah do? Ezekiah went, and chapter 32 and 3, he take counsel, baby. He went into counsel. And he tell the people, be strong and courageous. Because when you know a battle's coming before you, baby, you got to get strong. You got to stand faithful because who you are in Christ. And one thing for sure, God will not let us down. Just like he did not let Ezekiah down, he will not let you down. Ezekiah know that king of Syria was coming to fight against Jerusalem. So Ezekiah knew all that what they're planning. But Ezekiah stand. You know what Ezekiah do? Ezekiah went and get Isaiah, the son of Amos, man. And you know Isaiah is a powerful prophet. You can find this in the book of 2 Chronicles, chapter 32. I'm just telling you a little part of it to see how powerful it is when you obey God, man, when you believe, when you trust by faith. No matter what goes on, baby, hold on to those words. Trust, faith, and belief. It doesn't matter how things come. Those words take power, and it will carry you if you stand faithful on it. Trust God. Ezekiah trust God. And Ezekiah get Isaiah together, and when they cry out to the Lord, that king of Syria had to step back. Now, that was test faith. His faith was tested, but he stand. That's the way we must stand when things come against us, when we know that we know that the Lord tell us, stand. I'll never leave you. I will fight your battle. Stand. Just like Ezekiah, those old Patrick stand. All right, check out Daniel. Daniel also stand. Because regardless what, they won't throw Daniel in the lion den. And you can find this in the book of Daniel, chapter 6. In the book of Daniel, you find it. Daniel prayed to his God 3 times a day. He kneel and pray. They knows Daniel did this. Daniel did not pray to their false God. Daniel prayed to the God that he served, which is the God we serve today. And our Heavenly Father, don't make mistake. If God said, I'll never leave you, I'll fight your battle, you don't have to be worrying and pulling out your hair. You stand, baby, because God's word is going to stand. He will fight your battle. They decide, okay, since David, they find David praying to his God three times a day and disobeyed the law of the Midianite. What did David, what did they do? They get David, throw him in the dens of lions. But David's faith, baby, David's faith stands. He still
Daniel.
Was not, Daniel, not David, Daniel's faith stands. He still never fail and turn to the false God. He stand on the living God word. They throw him in the Daniel, in the den of the lion. He didn't do none, Daniel said. He know what was going to happen because of his faith in God. That's a next whole patriot that stand when his faith was tested because he did not turn over and go to the false God. He believed God. When you have faith in God, you trust in God. No matter what goes on, hold on to your faith in God. Don't let the spirit of doubt and fear come and control your mind, baby. Stand on what God says. If the crowd is going that way, let the crowd go. But you stand on what God said. God said, I will take care of you. So what you going to do? You going to worry about what's going on? No, baby, stand on God's word. Faith will carry you through. If you only believe his word and stand, the faith in God will take you through whatever coming against you. Stand on God's word. All right. Check this one out. Remember now, the woman with the issue of blood, baby, 12 years, she went from doctor to doctor. Remember now, these doctors, she had to pay. They laid all our money, but she paid them. And you will find this in Mark 5. Now, I read you a few of the verses, but you get back in Mark 5, you will see how good God is, man. And when you have faith in him and believe, I don't care what disease come against you. I don't care what sickness come against you. Trust God. Trust God and stand. Because he will not let you down. Trust God and stand, baby. Mark 5:25 tell us, and a certain woman which had an issue of blood, 12 years, can you imagine an issue of blood for 12 years? Baby, that is not nothing good to talk about. Because no woman enjoying going through that. And she suffered 12 years. Went to many physicians. Anyway, she went to many doctors. And she still didn't get cured, baby. Spent all she had and never get cured. She didn't get no better. But listen here. When she had heard a man named Jesus came in the press behind and touched his garment, for she said within herself, she believed that she would be healed by him. She believed it. You see, believe and faith and trust will take you all the way. It's all up to you to believe. Believe it and stand on it. Don't let doubt come in your mind and fear. Because when it's coming on to you, allow doubt and fear in your mind, baby, you can give it up. Because that doubt and fear come to what? To cast you down. In other words, you will be there all day long in sickness and disease. There would be no healing because you allow, and you see what I'm saying? You allow it. You allow the spirit of doubt and fear to cloud your mind. Something that a child of God, baby, or a man of God should not have let take control of their mind. Because when you see the spirit of doubt come against your mind, baby, it's because what? He'd want to pull you down. He don't want you to act and to stand on the promises of God. He is trying to destroy you. And anything that come against me to destroy me, baby, it not going to get no victory. Because God gave us the victory to stand against the wiles of the enemy. We have the power to do it. And the word said, the lady, man, she touched God. Oh, yes, she touched the hem of the garment. And when she touched, you know when she touches clothes, healing take place. Healing take place. You can take it out and finish reading it for yourself. But healing take place. That lady was healed. That lady was healed. God tell us, if we believe, if we ask, stand faithful, man. Believe him. He's not going to let you down. His promise, he said, believe when you ask, you receive. When you said you have faith in God, and you're going to let the enemy come to attack your body, and you don't fight, you don't have no faith, baby. Your faith needs to be strengthened. Your faith is just weak. When you have the authority and the power to strengthen that faith, let the enemy know that this has to pass. It's loosing me. Just like this lady with her blood. She been suffered. She paid. She did all that stuff. And she said, when she heard about the Lord Jesus, this lady make up her mind, enough is enough. That's when we have to stand and know who we are in Christ, that we are not the world, baby. We are the children of the living God, and we have the authority and the dominion and the power here on earth. God didn't tell us that he gave the power and the authority to the world. He gave the power and the authority to the believers in the name of Jesus. Now, we have the authority to speak these things and let it come in order. But it's our belief and our faith and our trust in God's word. It's not that we have because we don't want to ask or we're scared. No, God gave us the power to open your mouth and speak. Speak what you want. Speak the things that God gave you to say and know that God gave you the authority to do it. We must know that no matter what we do or what we say, stand on who you say you are. You say you're a woman, a man of God, then you stand, baby. The world should not have authority over your belief, my dear girl. You should have that authority, knowing that your God word stand. Regardless what goes on, God word stand. All have a chance to step up to the plate. Because God said, he's no respecter of person. If you serve in the living God, don't let nobody turn you around. Believe God's word. God said, he gave us the authority to bind here and hurt. Bind things here and hurt. Still yet, you find some of our brothers and sisters still don't get that. That we have to do the binding. We have to do the binding. Don't wait to say, well, it bind me up. No, what did God say? And you know that the word of God don't change. It's the same way. If he said it, baby, believe it. If God said, I'll never leave you, believe it. Because God's word is not going to put you astray, baby. It's going to strengthen you. It's going to keep you. Because if you don't see that in the word of God, then, baby, if you don't understand it, call on the Holy Spirit. He is a teacher, my dear girl. Call on the living God. He is the teacher. The Holy Ghost teaches you. But you got to ask, and you got to open your mouth. Remember the keys that he gave us. He gave us keys in Matthew 18. What did he say to us? The Lord said, what you bind, remember? According to his word in Matthew 18, he said, whatsoever you bind it and hurt, baby. He didn't say what he bind, sugar. He said, what you bind. What you bind on earth is bound in heaven. Can you imagine the authority and the dominion that was given to you? Can you imagine the power that is in our hands? God gave us these things. This thing is coming against you and you close up knowing that you have the authority to bind it up. But you got to speak it by faith. You got to believe it by faith. You got to trust it by faith. That's when you talk about faith tests, baby. But when you don't step out, man, and stand, something is wrong with our faith, baby. Something is wrong. God gave us the authority to loose things. He also gave us authority to bind things. Because his word said it. It is in plain red writing. You can see it and you stand on it. It doesn't matter what's going on. It's coming out of your mouth, your belief, your trust, your faith. It has to do with the faith in you. If you really stand on it, know that God said it. I don't care what goes on. I'm going with it. We have to know that we know that if God said this, maybe we don't have to worry about nothing else. Stand on God's word. Stand on God's word. You don't have to worry about what this sister said that or this brother said that. No, baby, the word is right there, plain as can be. God gave you that authority. God gave you the authority to do these things. Bind these things up. Don't sit there and let the enemy destroy you. Uh-uh. You bind those false spirits up. Let them know exactly who you are. Sickness and disease. God did not put those sickness and disease on us. Uh-uh. I never believed that. That's why I believe no matter what. It don't look right, baby. I'm going to bind you in the name of Jesus. Because God's promise is real. Regardless what happened, God's promise is real. Remember the blind man then. Those blind men say, uh-uh. They're going and they ask the Lord for their sight. Healing for their sight. And what did happen? God healed them, didn't it? Because what did God say? Their faith. Their faith. Faith is nothing to play with. Faith is strong. If you believe it, you can move the mountain. If you believe it, sickness and disease know who you are, baby. You got to cast it down, man. You got to cast it down. You cannot let the enemy control what God gives you. He should not have authority in your life. I believe that no matter what goes on in this world, our Savior paid a price, an awful price, so we could have authority. We could have a good life. We don't have to live as the world, baby. Uh-uh. We have the power to speak things into existence, but it's our faith. Our faith and believing God is what's going to bring it to us. Not if we allow the enemy to mess with our mind. Oh, no, no, no. We cannot allow that. It's just like, you see, what did that woman of the issue of blood did? She had enough suffering. 12 years? No, baby. I think she had enough of that suffering. And she said in her mind, baby, enough is enough. She said in her heart, enough is enough. And that's why when she heard the name Jesus and where he was, she went down and she touched the hem of his garment. You know, people believe that, okay, we can't touch the hem of his garment. I said, baby, you better get in Isaiah. And you better know what God say about that. Praise is something can kill out disease and sickness. Praise is something that you can stand and use the praise. Because what's going on? Today you find a lot of people talking about they're not going and not going this. But baby, believe God and step out. Believe God and step out. But your faith must be strong in God. You can't play no fence jumping one way and the other. You have to be strong in the Lord. And know that if God said it, you can do it. You can do it because your faith is what going to bring this to you. Your faith is what going to make you strong. Your faith is what going to take away the disease and the situation that the enemy sent against you. Because the same way the enemy throw things against you, baby, you can stand in faith and cast it down because of Jesus Christ that gave us authority and dominion here on earth. He gave us the authority. He gave us the dominion here on earth, not men. Men didn't give us nothing, baby. God suffered. Christ paid the price. His only begotten Son, God gave us Christ. Christ did it all for us. So we must stand and believe his word, believe his word. I remember one time something come up and I couldn't get to the place. But, baby, I pray. And that's when I find out that I can pray things into places. I pray. I couldn't get it. But I pray that it comes in place. Is your faith going to bring it to you and your strength and believe God? Believe God. Because no matter what goes on in this world, God will never leave you. And one thing I want to leave with you, baby, is that never believe, oh, I'm alone. You're never alone. The promises of God says, I'm with you always. So you're never alone. So don't ever believe that you're alone. And never, ever open your mouth and say things like that because you're speaking against yourself. I can't do this. I can't do that. When God tell us that everything is finished. When God tell us that all things is possible with them that believe. When God tell us that I will never leave you. I am here. I heard your cry. So how is it you're going to stand against and say, well, I can this and I can that. All things is possible with God, God. And remember what his word says. Nothing is too hard for God to do. Nothing is too hard for God to do. So we must always remember, regardless what come against us, if we can't get to the place, use our kids, for instance. I remember when my son was small. I couldn't get to the place. But I know God, see him, I know everything. I said, God, your word said, you take care of the fatherless. I don't know what's going on with my son, Lord, but I know you know. Keep that hedge going, Father God. Keep it going. And my goodness, my Lord, he did it. He did it. Turned out that he got hurt, but God is good. God is good. And bring home that, he brought, they bring him home, that blessed water. Heal every inch on him. You look at that boy today, don't have no scratch on his face. Don't have no scratch. Talk about the goodness of God, but we got to believe God. We got to stand on his word. Stand faithful, faithful. God will not withhold nothing good from none of us that believe in him. His daughter and his sons, we have the authority. Stand faithful. And we know that God never abandoned us if you stand, baby. And always remember this, baby. Might not sound good to you, but I believe it all my life. Sickness and disease was not given to us by God. Remember, God wants us to be in good health. So every time diseases and situation come, bind it up. Don't play with it, baby. Bind it up. And whatever has come against you, God gave us the power to bind it, but you got to live according to God's word. When you think your faith is too weak, get in his word. Read like you're reading like no other way. Just read and receive what you can't understand. Heavenly Father, help me, Lord. I remember I was closed out, shut out the door, and that happened last month. All my doors was closed. But one door in the back. When I came out to check the dog, I accidentally slammed the door and the lock went down, the wood went down, everything closed. I was out there about 15 minutes looking and trying to find it. Oh, the Holy Spirit said, I said, Lord, I need your help, Lord. When I turned around, the stick was moved from the door. Now let me know. No, nobody was in the house now. It was just me and the dog outside. But God, tell you about prayer and faith, baby. But God, he moved that stick from that door. My door was open before you know it. Tell you about the faith in God. Every one of us have testimony if we think about it, baby. And I thank God for that. I thank God for tonight that we bring what he gave us to bring. And I thank him for each and every one that is on the line in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen.
Glory be to God. I'll send me right in my notes that some powerful word that came across tonight about the faith. Glory to God in the name of Jesus. Faith tried by fire and how. Glory to God. Also, the faith, if it's not tested, glory to God, it's not faith. Hallelujah. Bless God in Jesus' name for these women of God. Thank God for the power of the anointing in them that God continue to bless and cover them under the blood. In the name of Jesus, praise God. We're going to open the lines now for any prayer requests, and then we'll go over to God, make remarks after that. But I thank God again for them, and God bless covering and continue to use them. I'm opening the lines now and continue to use them even more in the future, because truly he has spoken to our hearts tonight to encourage and to remind us and to build us and to strengthen us. And glory to God to go back and re-fortify, and also for the tweet. Some things that we might have known and got a little weekend or whatever need to come up in. And also, glory to God, bringing some awareness of the tricks of the enemy. Hallelujah. So I thank God all the bases that was covered tonight. Okay, just trying to freeze up on me, trying to get all of you lines open. Bless the Lord. So if there's any prayer requests, even for encouragement tonight, we're going to take those at this time. Praise the Lord, women of God, thank God for you. Amen.
Pastor,
yes.
DJ,
I'm
going to have to go eat, so I'm going to go ahead and just let the ladies know what a wonderful job they did tonight.
Okay, that's wonderful.
I totally enjoyed it. When Brenda was talking about we tried by fire, you know, when she was talking, I was thinking about Woman Thy Loose. And in order for us to truly be who God called us to be and do what God called us to do, we have to get loose. And we have to get loose by forgiveness, just like she said. She had to be loose by forgiving her mom for what she had done. Because as long as we hold it, we'll never be able to step into what God wants. And we are tried by fire. Sometimes we think we're put in a position by the devil, but a lot of times God is putting us in a place where he can break us and try us. And it is by fire, so that God can do the work that he wants to do in us. And I think that was just an excellent word that she gave tonight. And Sister Alexander, oh, my God, what a wonderful word. When she's talking about faith, we got to trust God in every situation. We got to believe that whatever we ask in Jesus' name, it will be done. Because if I can't believe God for what come out of my mouth, how can I believe God for what comes out of somebody else's mouth? We got to have that relationship that I'm not depending on everybody else's prayers. It's good for us to come together and pray. But I need to know that I got a relationship with God where I can pray and he can answer my prayers as well. So I thank God for the message that went forth tonight, and I thank God for the messengers that he used to bring it forth. It's a reminder of our relationship with God. So I just want to say, ladies, you did a wonderful job, and thank you for your obedience, and thank you for sharing that word tonight. God bless.
Amen. Okay,
Praise the Lord, everyone. All the lines are open.
Praise the Lord. I thank and praise God for that word, because faith is from both of these women of God. That was some powerful word. Excuse me. I love that, the subject of faith, because we can never have enough. We can never get enough faith. Faith is something we have to walk by, and we're going to be tried by it. And truly, walking by faith and being tried by faith, it does. It brings forth perfection. It helps us to grow. And I just thank and praise God for every word of that, because just as sure as we live, we're going through some trials. We're going to have to stand on the word of God by faith. We just got to, because we're going to be tested. So I just thank and praise God for these mighty women of God, and I pray that God continue to use you, and thank and praise God for that word once again, that encouragement. Amen, amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen, praise the Lord. I'll go next, praise the Lord. I thank and praise God for the powerful word, glory be to God, on faith. And I say it's a message of encouragement from both ladies. And as Minister Jenkins was speaking, I thought of, and I pulled up that scripture, 1 Peter 4:12. Because, you know, we don't like to go through no testing, but it's going to happen. If you're on this earth, you're going to go through some testing. 1 Peter 4:12 said, "Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial," or testing, if you will, "which is to try you as though some strange thing happened to you." And I wanted to read that because as she was sharing, Sister Brenda was sharing, you know, the enemy came to steal, kill, and destroy. And if he can trick you into not believing what God said, because he certainly went to Jesus when he was in the wilderness, praise God, and he said, "If thou be the Son of God." You know what he was doing? He was trying to get Jesus to doubt who he was. And if the enemy can get you to doubt the word of God, you're not walking in faith. Hello, somebody. Praise God. And I thank and praise God, Sister Brenda's right. You can't be walking in faith and have a lot of clutter in your heart, unforgiveness, bitterness, anger, she mentioned. Praise God. You can't keep that. And then I like how she mentioned how the Lord brought to attention, you know, she had to forgive her mom. And I'll never forget, I was in Germany, praise the Lord. And I asked the Lord, "Lord, if there's anything in my heart that's not right with you, you bring it to my attention. If you ask God for that here, bring it to your attention." And he reminded, because I got tired of my folks in Mississippi one time, because I said, "Lord," and the Lord brought to my attention while I was walking, he said, "You hadn't talked to your mom in a long time now." So I had to repent and call my mom and talk to her from overseas. So I just thank and praise God. Mighty, mighty, mighty word of God. And I just want to say, if you're, and she gave really great examples, you got to have relationship with the Lord. And having relationship, you're spending time with him in prayer, praise, and worship, praise God, studying the word of God, seeing what God said. So when the enemy tried to tempt you in your mind to get you to doubt the word of God, when these testings come, hello, somebody, you got the word of God, the Holy Spirit, bring you back to what the word says, and you can deal with that enemy just like Jesus did. He said, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word." And I thank and praise God for that powerful word and the powerful word of Sister Alexander. I promise you, that woman is consistent. Woman of God is consistent with that word, praise God. Hallelujah. And I thought to myself, I said, "Lord, when are people going to get the message that, you know, you can decide whether you want the good or the bad? God has already given us that which pertains to, and godliness." That other word is missing my mouth right now. But I thank and praise God. That message was just so good, praise God. Your faith, she said, faith, Sister Alexander said, faith that is tested can be trusted. Well, if you have a relationship with the Lord, if you believe in God, if you trust what his words say, and when your faith is tested, praise God, you know you can trust who? You stand up, trust God, praise God. But how many of us are going to remain faithful when the testing comes? Hello, somebody. Glory be to God. I could say a whole lot. I'm not going to say a whole lot. Perfect. Excellent. Obey. I heard Sister Alexander say, obey God. Hallelujah. If you have faith, if you trust in him and believing in him, praise God, and then you got to say something. Praise God. If you need help, just like she said, Lord, here I am outside. Now I need to get back in my house. I need your help. And watch, God. It's your relationship, God, listening to us all the time. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I thank and praise God. I can't say a whole lot except for to say amen and glory be to God. Hallelujah. 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 God bless you both, women of God, for the wonderful, blessed message of encouragement on faith. God bless you. Amen.
Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
Is that Pastor Sims? Who is that?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Yes, it is. I give God honor and praises tonight as we have heard the word. This is enough word to save a whole bunch of people that are not saved, just to hear this word from Sister Brenda. Sister Brenda, we appreciate that word. I jotted down a lot of things that you said, but everything that you said was true. And you said you just trust in the Lord and stand on his word. But you have to go before him in forgiveness. Your heart has to be right before him, and you go in faith and believing that God is with you in the situation that you're in. He's with you in the fire. And God promised what you said. It's the promises of God, and he promised to help you. Thank you so much. That was mighty and powerful. And Sister Alexander came behind you, and he said, faith that can be trusted. If you're serving, she said, to serve the living God. When you trust him, you have faith and you believe. You must know that you know. You know because the word of God told you so. We have victory when we believe in God's word. And she told us also, she said, the power is in your hand. God has given you the power. It's in your hand. You can either trust or you can live in unbelief. And she ended it in my thoughts when she said, God's promises are real. They are real. And if you hold on to God's promises, he will not leave you nor forsake you, and he'll be manifested in your life over and over again. If you come before him, Sister Brenda said, with a purified heart, where you open your heart to God to clean up, and then you come on, Sister Alexander, you have faith and you trust in what the word of God says. She gave many examples, but we have victory in Jesus when we believe and trust and have faith in his word. Thank you, ladies, both, because you did a wonderful job. Wonderful job. And we bid you Godspeed and live long and prosper in this kingdom way. Thank you.
Amen. Been a long time. Has everybody been a little slow tonight in responding? Anybody else? Praise God. Well, we had quite a few on the line. I guess nobody wanted to say anything. Maybe the word penetrated their heart so much that it just marinated, just, praise God, doing a work on the inside for getting the job done or what is needed to encourage them and inspire. All glory to being a reminder to uplift, hallelujah, to burn out, hallelujah, to root out, to reproof, over to God, amen, and just to encourage. We bless the Lord. I praise God for both of the ladies, too, as well. You sure there's nobody else to say anything? Amen. Praise God. Well, I bless the Lord for my sister, Minister Brenda. Praise God, the evangelist. How the Lord bless. Glory to God. Even in her testimony that's been touched on a couple of times. Praise the Lord. And we thank God, glory to God, that we are going to be tested and tried by the fire. And you said the fire reveals some things. Hallelujah. And it helps us to grow. And you should use the example of the Hebrew boys. They stood no matter what, even if they would have got burnt up or consumed. They stood on their faith. They didn't waver. So even tested, and they were in an actual fire. Praise God. And also she used in Job. And then she talked about the fire makes us strong. And but we will be willing to go through the process and let God bless and illuminate us. And we talked about our relationship with God, with prayer and worship and God. And then also she brought the scripture, also said in the 3-4 points she brought out about the scripture, the promises, and the wisdom, and remind us in the scripture to pray, of the promises, and also how it is to have prayer and have communication and support system in our fellowship and in our struggles, and making sure when you do pray and pray with somebody, you don't touch agree with anybody. You touch agree with the people that are anointed and walking in the authority and the power of God, but they're transparent that you can see they're living a life of holiness and the righteousness and got compassion and glory to God, concern and understanding. You know, may not totally understand your struggle, but to the point and so forth, I just relying on the word and touching agreeing with. And so having faith, glory to God, even with your testimony, sometimes reminding yourself of your testimony, of the things God has already brought us through. Praise God, and we thank God, glory to God. How about you remind us that God said he'll never leave us? And also we know that Mother Alexander had said that in her word too as well. And 1 Peter 1 and 9, she's talking about encouraging believers in our faith. And I thank God, our mother always encouraging us to have faith and to know who we are in the Lord. And like Mother Willard was saying, she is consistent with that. Praise God. Amen. And so I thank the Lord, glory to God, for the examples that she gave, too, about Hezekiah and so forth like this, have been standing even in the trial of his faith, and even also Daniel and so forth. But regardless, he didn't allow, just because he was under stress or praying, stress and even the warning that was coming about, if he don't stop this prayer and whatever like this and go along with the decree, because if you go back in the story, you'll see how they try to set him up and whatever. We're not going to go through that part. But anyway, his determination, I'm not going to stop doing obedience to the Lord no matter what happened to this flesh or whatever like this. He was secure in who he was, just like the Hebrew boys, and he was determined and so forth like this, that he still was going to pray. They throw him in the lion den, and so while he's there, the God just blessed the lions. The lions didn't have no appetite for him. Oh, God, they couldn't do anything in there but just, hey, just be there. You know, they have different illustrations what people say with the lion did this and this, that, and the other. But nevertheless, the lion's mouth wasn't open to touch that meat. But in the meantime, the very ones that set him up were thrown in, and they was consumed. Praise the Lord. But nevertheless, we thank God for him, their standing. And I like what she had said. Whenever you're going through, you know, you suffer like this, you got to give that care and that concern to the Lord. Jesus already paid the price and so forth like this. He's a great example. He already been through, so we can go through. And in the name of Jesus, and I just want to hurry up and go through this real quick. And talk about sickness and disease, they should say, have no place because God didn't give that to us and so forth. We have to build ourselves up in the word. And, you know, that's going to be also with our relationship and just with all of them. It's got to be our relationship, our trust, our faith, and our denying this flesh and being determined. And when you're weak in the faith, like she said, get in the word. Build yourself up in the faith. And even having fellowship with one another and praying and encouraging, hearing the word tonight like we're hearing it in our churches, or sometimes just playing the word or using sometimes even worship music that got the truth of the word or what you're going through. Sometimes that's inspiring too. Whatever it takes. So we won't let doubt and unbelief and all these things cause us to waver and cause us to miss out on our blessings or cause them to be denied, delayed, praise God. And then some things, if we keep on doubting and not being obedient to the Lord, it can also not only just be denied, delayed, but it can be denied. But a delay is not a denial.
And sometimes we got to wait on the Lord. But sometimes when we're just obedient and rebellious, we will get denied. Praise the Lord. But have faith in the Lord. Keep our relationship built up with the Lord, and just hold on to the promises of God. It was a powerful word. Glory to God. Remember to walk in our authority and the power that God has given us, and know the power that He's given us to bind and loose. In the name of Jesus. Thank God for that testimony that she also had concerning being locked up. I remember her telling me about it. Hallelujah. And then also, like she said, that stick, you know, you put behind your sliding doors and whatever like this, and you know it had to be God to move that in the name of Jesus, especially when it blocks and you can't get in and there's no other way out and you weren't expecting the door to come back on you and the other doors are locked. Yes, God had did that. That's what calling on the name of the Lord, and He will answer. He said it in His word, He will. And if we don't doubt, glory to God, hallelujah, if we can speak to the mountain or whatever the situation is, and it be moved. Having faith, and like that word that my sister brought out to Mother Willette about 1 Peter, glory to God, He done told us all to think it not strange, you know, because He already told us that the enemy comes like a roaring lion. He already told us that He came to steal, kill, and destroy. So think it not strange of the fiery darts and those things that come against us. Put on that whole armor of God. I bless the Lord. So then that was the third person going back doing the review. So it was supposed to be three speakers. So I did a little piece in the review for the third one. But no, really, it's two to speak tonight because Mother McCormick got to speak at another time. But that was a joke because I did take it a little more, further over into the remarks. But at this time, praise the Lord, if someone didn't have any prayer requests or either any remarks, bless the Lord. So, oh, I told you I was going to have the next list of the next speakers. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank God again for the prophet. Bless the Lord being able to come on. And didn't even know she had to leave for that little while to go eat. We understand that. We thank God and praise God. And let Pastor Burton know there's a good report also done with the servant from Praise God New Hope. Oh, I forgot. I'm just going to get excited. No, Mother Evangelist Jenkins, and right after Evangelist Jenkins will not be none other than Mother Alexander, while I'm getting the names, to have their remarks. Praise the Lord. The lines are still open for you all, too, as well. So thank the Lord for you. So at this time, receive none other than Evangelist Brenda. I pray that I ain't miss nobody here, too, as well. You can go ahead and make your remark, and then Mother Alexander be right after you. Praise God.
Well, praise the Lord. Honor and God and everyone that's on the line. I thank everyone for their comment. And I just thank God for allowing me for God to use me as one of His utensils for His work. And I ask each and everyone to continue to keep me in prayer that I continue to yield my vessel to the Lord and let Him do what He wants to do.
Amen. Hallelujah, amen. Lord God. Praise the Lord, baby. Praise the Lord. I thank God for His word. I thank God for being the Lord of our life. And most of all, I thank God for His prayer line that each and every one of us that come as one every Monday night, that it keep growing and that people learn more of knowing how good God is, man. Put their trust in Him no matter what goes on in this world. And I thank God for who He is. Thank Him for watching over our sons and daughters or great-grands and grands because so much going on in the world today. So I thank God for His word. Thank God that He continue to keep the pasture of this land strong. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Thank the Lord, amen. Powerful word from both of y'all. Thank you for the encouragement, too, as well. Praise the Lord. Amen. The prayers. Oh, I was about to turn the page, but I was trying to write y'all a little remarks down, too, as well. Let me see who we have now. We have Mother McCormick. We have put her on for the next week. That will be probably, I'll have to check and see if it's fourth Sunday, and I forgot I was supposed to check that to make sure that we switched that to November. For the prophet Mitchell out of Tulsa. So I think the fourth Sunday is still available. So we're going to have Mother McCormick will be that day. And We're going to try to balance it out. If there's not three on, we may just try to just go ahead and do two. So that'd be Mother McCormick. Brother Black's not going to be for that month, that's for sure. I'll have to check and find out about Evangelist Ely. I think I put their names down, Evangelist Ely, or either Sister Anun. And also I'll be checking with Sister Noel. And then the following one, the Mother, got to get that date and find out about November, though, to make sure that I can have Sister Johnny just spoke not too long ago. Pastor Sims was the other one for November. Pastor Sims for November, McCormick, and I'll check and find out whether Ely is available. So it would be Mother McCormick, Pastor Sims, and I'll check with Ely. And if not Ely, then I'll check with Noel. I probably should just go ahead and put Noel down, but I'll double check that. And then after that, for me to make sure that week is clear for November, then we'll put the other three names that I have down here. But I need to make clear before I announce anybody else because I don't want to have a conflict with that date. And then we probably going to have to end up before the month's out. I think November is the month that has the fifth Sunday. We may have to use that fifth Sunday too because I'm trying to get everybody in for the end of the year. So in the meantime, we'll go with those three for now. Praise the Lord. If there's anything else that was missed tonight, we will speak now. If not, then we'll...
Mr. BJ, I got a praise report.
Okay.
Can I give that praise report?
Oh, yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
I want to thank and praise God, hallelujah, for... we've been praying for one of the ministers at our church. He's been really going through his entire family. They found a mass on one of his kidneys, and something was going on with the other kidney, but they're saying it's a suspicion of cancer. So we're trusting God and believing God to give him a complete recovery. But he's been so weak, he's not been able to come to church for a few Sundays or a few weeks, and he was the Sunday school teacher in the adult class. And one of the things is his daughter got married yesterday, and we were praying,
yes,
God, please. He had turned pale as a ghost because he would come, and he'd lost so much weight. And he said at first it was some type of medication they had given him, and it didn't work for him, but he didn't have no appetite still. And I don't know, it just something. But anyway, the enemy, once again, his faith no doubt was being tested, and in any case, we had been praying for him, and I was believing. I said, Lord, please give him the strength it takes, because I know he desires to walk his daughter down that aisle. And his daughter was marrying this gentleman who had been in the hospital during COVID. Not that he had COVID, but he was in the hospital for almost a whole year straight. And then we've been praying for him because he have this if you call edema, this swelling from the hips all the way down to his feet. And when I say gargantua, and then he had been going to doctors, it's been a challenge. I mean, so much challenge. But she has been helping him and so forth, and they had to even get people from church, not our church, but from another church, to take turns to go and help wrap his legs and so forth. And now she moved to North Carolina because she has a new job, teaching job. She has a new home. And then as of yesterday, she got married. And one of the things, I got a chance to see the wedding on, my friend had it on her Facebook page. So I got to see it, and I was able to see that God blessed him, or the dad, to walk down that aisle with his daughter.
My God.
They had brought a wheelchair in there for him to sit in. and his son would take him back in the wheelchair, but he walked her down the aisle.
Glory,
and you could tell
God.
he really looked good, but you could tell he'd lost so much weight. And his daughter looked so beautiful, and even Stuart, he looked really wonderful. He was just so happy. She was just absolutely radiant. And his wife, she lost a lot of weight, too. She didn't need to lose no weight, but she looks gorgeous. I mean, and it was just the most blessed wedding. And I'm just grateful to God. I'm praising God because God, I said, Lord, when we pray, I said, Lord, I know you will give us the desires of our heart. I know it's Brother Bird's desire to walk his daughter down that aisle, and he want to be able to do that. So, and for him to have all these medical challenges, because he's supposed to go back this week, and they're going to determine whether or not they're going to either take out the mass or to do a testing to see whether there's actually cancerous mass. Anyway, well, we're still trusting God to bring him through all of that and give him a full recovery in the name of Jesus, and we're praying that his appetite get back. But God blessed him to be able to do that, and it was just absolutely beautiful. And I was just excited about it. I said, God, you do answer prayer, and I know he does, but pray believing that you receive, and you can watch and see. Somebody else may think that's a small thing, but you know every good father want to be able to walk their daughter down that aisle, and she's been waiting a long time, and she had some smiles on her face. So I give God the praise for making sure that, because for one while you would think, I don't know. I wonder if her dad's not able to walk her down the aisle, she may have to put off the wedding. I don't know, because they're real close-knit family.
Well,
so
roll
I thank
them down
the
like some
have
done with the wheelchair.
Amen.
They have done that in the wheelchair, too. Yeah,
amen. I just thank God for that. That was a special blessing to me to see, you know, he was able to do that for his daughter. Amen.
Praise God. You don't have to put off the wedding. You just have to roll them down, because they have had people that couldn't walk, and you've seen that, glory to God. They just walked on the side. Well, thank God for the miracle that was done. And I know that had to just thrill her and him, but just overshadow with joy. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I love to hear testimonies, glory to God, of how God moves, especially with people in circumstances that normally would not take place. But God did it. So bless
Amen.
The Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Is anybody else before we hang up? Praise God. We glorify the Lord. We thank you. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Well, praise God. I want to thank both of you ladies again. How powerful. God bless. Don't take it for granted for what God has given us tonight. Even the testimonies. Praise the Lord. And I just pray, God, those that didn't have anything to say, that they were able to just really just take that word and glory to God and just allow it just to penetrate their spirit, man, to continue to bless them to go forward, because there's greater work and greater things God wants to do in us and glory for us to receive. So we bless God for all of you. Pray that you have a wonderful, great, and marvelous week. And those that would join us on Monday night for prayer and intercession, standing on God's word. And just like the woman, glory to God, with issue of blood, she made up her mind before she got to Jesus what she's going to receive. So help us to do the same when we're praying and interceding for others as well as ourselves. Angels be encamped about you all. Cover you all under the blood. And may this be a blessed, wonderful week of overflow blessings in Jesus' name. We praise God for you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
If you can sing and all the little words, baby, set up, trap, plot, plan, and scheme, be eradicated. Untimely death, sickness, and disease as well. But we thank God and call back our peace and our joy and encouragement, enlightenment, and strength to determine to keep on living a life that's glorifying the Lord. We bless God for you. Hold on to your joy and peace. In Jesus' name, amen. And bind up anything
amen.
That's transferred.
Lord.
Praise
Hallelujah.
The Lord. Hallelujah. Victory is mine. Good night. Bless the Lord. Shalom, shalom. Victory is mine.
Bless you all.
Victory is mine. Victory is mine. Victory is mine. Victory is mine. Hallelujah. Rebuke and bind the hand of the enemy, because the victory is ours. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory be to God. Hallelujah.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you, Lord.
God bless
you. Shalom.
We bid you shalom.
This is alone as well. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, we praise you. Lord, we praise you. Lord, we praise you. Lord, we praise you.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Shalom.
Mm-hmm.